Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Can somebody close the door? Tatastha Ashisha Sarva Dadami Asura Pungava Martasya Tehi Amartasya Darshanam Napalam Mama Tatastha Ta Ashisha Sarva Tadami Asura Pungava Martasya Tehi Amartasya Darshanam Na Palam Mama. Matri Mandali. Ta, because of this. Te, unto you. Ashishaha, benedictions. Sarvaha, all. Tadami, I shall give. Asura Pungava, O best of the Asuras. Martasya, of one who is destined to die. Te, such as you, he indeed. Amartasya, of one who does not die. Darshanam, the audience. Na, not. Apalam, without results. Mama, my. That is text 21, and we will read the translations from text 19. Text 19 translation, even saintly persons like Bhrigu, this is Lord Brahma speaking, even saintly persons like Bhrigu, born previously, could not perform such severe austerities. Nor will anyone in the future be able to do so. Who within these three worlds can sustain his life without even drinking water for 100 celestial years? Purport. I should have rolled by. It appears that even if a yogi does not drink a drop of water, he can live for many, many years by the yogic process, though his outer body be eaten by ants and moths. Text 20, translation. My dear son of Diti, with your great determination and austerity, you have done what was impossible even for great saintly persons. Thus, I have certainly been conquered by you. Purport by Prabhupada. In regard to the word jitaha, Śrīla Madhvamuni gives the following quotation from the Shabda Nirnaya Prabhutam Bhashastam Cha Jitabhit Uchate Buddhai. If one comes under someone else's control or is defeated by another, he is called Jitaha. Hiranyakashipu's austerity was so great and wonderful that even Lord Brahma agreed to be conquered by him. And the verse which is written on the board, text number 21, translation and purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. O best of the Asuras, for this reason I am now prepared to give you all benedictions according to your desire. I belong to the celestial world of demigods who do not die like human beings. Therefore, although you are subject to death, your audience with me will not go in vain. Purport. It appears that human beings and asuras are subject to death, whereas demigods are not. The demigods who reside with Lord Brahma in Satya Loka go to Vaikuntha Loka in their present bodily constructions at the time of dissolution. Therefore, although Hiranyakashipu had undergone severe austerities, Lord Brahma predicted that he had to die. He could not become immortal or even gain equal status with the demigods. The great austerities and penances he had performed for so many years could not give him protection from death. This is foretold by Lord Brahma. Mukankara Dibachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Jatkripa Tamahambande Sri Guru Dinatarino. The upper planets, there are different levels. There's what's called Svarga, which we generally refer to as heavenly planets. Svarga. Svargaloka. Te tam punktva svargalokam vishalam. Te tam punktva svargalosham vishalam. You achieve the Svarga Loka by performing Punya or Karmakanda, perfection of prescribed duties, and accumulating Punya, you go to Svarga. And Tetam Bhuktva Svargalo, you enjoy the result of your pious activities. That's described in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and then in 9th chapter. Yesterday in the Bhakti Shastri class we were discussing about why Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight Svarga Dara Apavritam, because it opens the door of the heavenly planets. So why is Krishna encouraging this material goal, Svarga Dvara Upabritam? He's saying to Arjuna, you should fight. But this is just the beginning of Krishna's instructions. In the second chapter later, in the ninth chapter, the Rajaguya, the more advanced teachings, the Rajaguya, the more confidential instructions, the most confidential instructions, he says, Te tam bhuntva svagalokam vishalam chine punya marchalokam vishanti. That Te tam bhuntva svagalokam vishalam, having enjoyed for many, many years on the heavenly planets, chine punya, your pious credits become exhausted, marchalokam vishanti. And you come back to the marchaloka. Marcha means death. So simply attaining the heavenly planets does not liberate you from death, but it just gives you some detour of enjoyment for some period of time. However, there was called the upper planets, that's the heavenly planets, but the upper planets, upper planetary systems, consisting of Tapaloka, Janaloka, Siddhaloka, Brahmaloka. They're the upper planetary systems that are attained by great performance of yoga and sannyas, perfection of sannyas. You can attain Siddhaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and have mystic cities. And on Brahmaloka here, Prabhupada's saying that, actually he says in the purport, it's quite interesting, he says that on Brahmaloka, the Satyaloka and Brahmaloka, they at the end of the annihilation of the universe, in the same bodies, they go to Vaikuntha, in the same bodies. So they don't actually die. That's the Lord Brahma. But that takes a long, long time. Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam Ahayat Brahmano Vidu. The one day of Brahma is 1,000 yugas, one night, and he lives for 100 years. So they stay there a long, 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 long time. And then the annihilation, then they return to Vaikuntha, and they can serve Lord Narayan in some type of dasya, ras. So that is the Vedic process. And the process of Krishna consciousness is, of course, express, because we can, in one life, we can attain Krishna Loka. So it's express process, as taught by Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, and given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So the message of the Leela of Hiranyakashipu, which when you analyze the duration of the description, it's one of the most detailed Leelas given in Srimad Bhagavatam, if not the most extensive, for many, many chapters. Many, many chapters. The pastimes of Hiranyakashipu and Nrisimhadeva are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, many, many chapters. And the essence of the message of the Hiranyakashipu activities and the incarnation of Lord Nrisimhadeva is here hinted to and revealed in this verse, that even you become the second line says, the Asura Pungava, the best of the Asuras. And even his tapasya, he was so expert, he was so powerful, he was so austere that Lord Brahma is commenting that even the saintly persons, the saintly persons, the sadhus, the devotees, they cannot compete, they cannot compare with the austerities performed by Hiranyakashipu. He is the Parama Tapasvi. Right? The Parama Tapasvi. Hiranyakashipu ki dai, Parama Tapasvi ki dai. No one in the past has done anything like that. Lord Brahma is saying, Lord Brahma, he knows. No one in the past, he said, could do, can do, has done, could do. Impossible even for great saintly persons. Could not be formed, could not be performed by great saintly persons like Bhrigu, nor will anyone in the future be able to do what you have done. So this is, you know, this is showing the significance of the position of Hiranyakashipu and the extraordinary level that he had achieved through manipulation of the material energy. He is described in Bhagavad Gita. There's a couple of verses. The famous one, Mahatmanastumam Parta, Devim Prakritim Ashrita. The devotees, they Devim Prakriti Asrai, they take shelter of the spiritual energy. But the previous verse, which is not so well known, but is equally important and is put there in comparison. Krishna explains, Moga Asha Moga Kamano Moga Jnana Vacheta Shaha Raksha Shim Ashurim Chaiva Prakriti Mohinim Ashrita. This verse is describing Hiranyakashipu. Raksha Shim Ashurim. It's describing the Asuras, and Hiranyakashipu has been certified as the topmost Asura. So the Asuras, Prakriti Mohinim Ashrita, instead of taking shelter of the divine energy, they prakriti mohinim ashrita. They take shelter of the prakriti, the material energy, the illusory prakriti mohinim ashrita. They take shelter of that. So, at the same time, he's performing so much austerity, so much meditation, and control of the mind and senses. But he's not able, because it's not in relation to the satisfaction of the Lord. Then he's not able to prakriti mohinim. He's not able to extricate himself from the illusory energy. Mam eva prapadyam te mayam etam charantite. If you surrender to Krishna, then by Krishna's mercy, mayam etam charantite, you can be extricated. You can be delivered from the illusion. And we all experience that by chanting Hare Krishna. And now we're all given up our material life and we're residing in Mayapur Dham and serving the Lord and preaching Krishna consciousness, because we've become extricated from the illusion. And we've lost interest in material achievement. It no longer is an enchantment for us, because we see differently. But he wasn't able to, even in spite of so much austerity and penance, he was not able to change his perception and become transcendental to the illusory potency. So this is very interesting. And you know, it's so dramatic. Srimad Bhagavatam is so dramatic. If Hiranyakashipu had not have been such a demon, like we were discussing in Bhakti Shastri, if Arjuna's arguments not to fight had not have been significant, then Krishna defeating them would be not very significant and not very wonderful. So Arjuna's bewilderment is quite significant. We can relate to it. And similarly, these chapters of the Bhagavatam, which are depicting the power of and the might and the material perfection. And a few verses later, you'll see that he was able to, as a result of his power, he was able to reverse the karmic laws so that the punya karmis went to hell and the pap karmis went to heaven. I mean, that is pretty powerful. Material success, the punya karmis get bad karma, those doing pious activities get bad karma, and those doing sin get good karma. That's how powerful he was. One verse describes that a little later. So he's the epitome of material success. And being, you know, there's no, and him being such a demon, tormenting Prahlad, oppressing Prahlad, Sannyasi Maharaj, professor, and he's in Taekwondo expert. What's his name? Hanumat Prashak Maharaj. He describes Hiranyakashipu as the prototype child abuser. The epitome of child abuser. Such a demon. How are child abusers considered in modern society? There was one guy famous Australian entertainer, Rolf Harris, famous like anything. Like all over the place, honours and honorary awards from the government and the Queen, and every so honoured. And then, you know, child abuser, underage abuser. Disgraced so extremely. You know, they pulled up all the, his fingerprint, his hand, pulled it all. Any public place that was named after him was renamed, you know, complete from the top to the complete. Ill repute, ultimately. So child abuser, in her only case, ultimate demon. So why, you know, why so extreme? Such extremes? Because if he's not such a horrific demon, such an abominable, terrific demon, there's no glory to Lord Nrsimhadeva appearing and destroying him. And similarly, we're building up more that he's becoming almost unconquerable. He's becoming unconquerable as a result of his material manipulation and his determination, becoming unconquerable. And then when Prahlad comes, again, when they're discussing, just before the final climax and the discussion between Prahlad, it's so dramatic, it's so poetic. Hiranyakashipu, his son, it's full of rasa, Aishwarya rasa, and Virya rasa. He's calling his son, a little five-year-old, just like we see the, I talk to the, my friends, family, Bengali, the children, I talk to them, I talk to them in Bengali, I say, Kichu ingriji shikcho? Itikasho, bosho, ake bolo, kiki jano, kiki bodda baro, what can you say in English? My name is Ananda, I am seven, very good, but like that. You call, what have you learned in school? School kiki shikcho. It's like entertainment. What do you learn in school? So Hiranyakashipu, he calls Prahlad, Itikasho, come, sit on my knee. Do you tell me what's the best thing you've learned in school today? He's a little bit of relaxation with the kids, right? As family life is all about, a little bit of relaxation with the kids. So let's come and talk to the kids for a while. I get a little bit of relief from the pressures of conquering the universe. So I'll have a little chat with Prahlad. What's the best thing you've learned in school today? And Prahlad answers, Tatsadu manye suryavarya dahinam. Again, he says, here we saw that Lord Brahma says that Asura Pangava, the best of the demons, and Prahlad says, Asuryavarya, oh best of the demons. What have I learned in school today? So you can see the rasa, that it's so full of. When we see we're just begging, we're just praying, when will the Lord come and deliver his devotee and punish this rascal? Tat sadhu manye, what I consider the most valuable thing, tat sadhu manye, in my opinion, the most important thing that I've learned, sada samudvigna diyama satkarhat. It's such an insult. The most important, what have you learned today? Tell me some things you've learned in school. Oh, best of the Asuras. What I consider the most valuable learning that I've got is sada samudvigna diyam asatgrahat. As soon as a person becomes asatgrahat, they become attached to any asat, asatgrahat. They become attached to any temporary thing. Sada samudvigna diyam. Then immediately they become full of anxiety. Sam udvigna dhyam. Their mind becomes full of tension and anxiety. I mean, what an insult to the greatest materialist who is complete, the epitome of Prakriti Mohinim, Ashray, taking shelter of the material energy. Well, what I think the most interesting thing is that anyone who has any slight material attachment, they're in complete anxiety. I mean, what a thing to say. It is so cutting. Prahlad's words are so painful. They're so cutting. They complete, when you understand the significance of what he's saying, it's completely destroys everything that Hiranyakashipu has achieved in one little line. That when you become attached to anything material, you become full of anxiety and as a lure, and that is unavoidable. Hidvadma pratam griham andakupam vanam gato yad harimashrayeta. Therefore, you should give up household of life where self realization is destroyed and go to the forest and take shelter of Lord Hari. This is sadhu manye. This is what I consider the most interesting thing I've learned. It is so glorious. Prahlad, and he's a five-year-old boy, he's the son of the demon. It is so, Prahlad's teachings are so, Prabhupada quoted these verses so much because they are so full of victory and the glories of Krishna consciousness. How the devotee is fearless in his determination to glorify the Lord and to satisfy the Lord and to preach Krishna consciousness. It's so glorious. And then he insults Aranyakashipu more. Aranyakashipu is saying, well, you know, so frustrated. Who taught you this? You know, he's calling, what are those, Ananda and Sunanda? Amarka, the two teachers, I think it comes a little later. You'll hear about them. He's calling them and he's interrogating them. You know, what have you taught my son? I spent so much in school fees. We wanted him to become the greatest demon. Take over my inheritance. And he's become a follower of the enemy. Right? No, we didn't teach him that. We never taught him that. They conjectured it must have been some in disguise Vaishnava. He's the founder acharya of college preaching. You know, we have these systems. It's so brilliant. Sometimes we go to our college preaching centers. It's so brilliant. It's so strategic. They're preaching to these students, these young men. They don't know anything about the world. They just come from the village where they are so dedicated students. They get a position in one of the IITs, big city. In the first year, all the undercover devotees are there. You know, this material world is just a place of suffering. Whatever you achieve will be taken away from you in due course of time. And the easy process is just chant Hare Krishna and you don't have to come back here again. The whispering, preaching, undercover. And you know that such in preaching, they're not even allowed to see a brahmachari for about the first almost 2 years. Because the preaching is so strategic. And gradually every year we're liberating 20, 30 devotees who are, become brahmacharis and dedicate their life, college preaching. So he is saying that maybe it must have been someone in disguise. And then he asked Prahlad, where have you learnt this? Prahlad says, Matir Nak, again he insults him, fearlessly, calls him an ass. Matir na Krishna, a mind will not become attracted to Krishna. It's almost like Prahlad is saying, you're a lost cause, hopeless. Why even ask? You know, you're a reject, damaged goods. Nothing can be done about you. Matir na Krishna, the mind does not become inclined to Krishna. Matir na Krishna, parato svatoba, mito bipadyeta. Even by others trying, parato, svato, even by your own effort, or mito bipadeta, even by a combination of both. Parato svato, mito bipadeta, grihapratanam. Because you're such a determined materialist, grihabrata. This is the brata, is this, and all of his power, all of his focus, all of his dedication is toward this material energy and taking shelter and service and identification with, association with the material energy. He's called a grihabrata. He's so firmly convinced. Adanta gobi vishitam tamishram. Because, and he's again in Prahlad. You've achieved so much material success, but the real challenge, you've failed. Adanta gobi. You're addicted to sense gratification. Your senses are uncontrolled. Adanda gobi vishatam tamisram. And those with unbridled senses enter into the most hellish regions. Adanda vishatam tamisram. Puna punascharvita charvananam. And all this that you're enjoying, it's just spit out refuse, which we've tried life after life to enjoy. And there is no juice there. But still he doesn't, he's so determined that ultimately it's like a fermenting sore that just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And then there's, it just bursts in the end. Nothing can be done. You know, when he's about to kill Prahlad, and then the Lord, you know, and Lord Nrsingadev will hear. It's almost kind of, it's coinciding actually with Nrsingha Chaturdasi this year. The Lord bursts out of the pillar and roars and takes him. It's so climatic. And then this is the result, that he has to surrender to the hands of the Lord. And even though he was so expert, and we'll hear all of the different benedictions that he receives, but that's not enough. So if Hiranyakashipu fails, then what to speak of the little demons? So when the Lord Paritranaya Sadunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, this is an example, Vinashaya Chaduskritam, the Duskriti Vinashaya, to completely destroy, and Paritranaya Sadunam, to deliver. And in this Leela, it is so dramatic, it is so glorious, when Lord Nrsingadev comes in all his glory, Narahari, the man lion incarnation, and bifurcates Hiranyakashipu, tears him apart. But what's interesting and particularly relevant for us here in Mayapur is that it is said by the Acharyas that even being liberated, even being killed by the hands of Lord Hari, again, Hiranyakashipu took birth in the form of Jagai and Madai. And this is very interesting. Mahaprabhu's preaching. First of all, a thought that was crossing my mind before, Nityananda Prabhu was very determined to deliver Jagai and Madai. And he comments to Haridas Thakur, is saying, come on, let's go somewhere else and preach. You know, these guys, it's dangerous. Okay, the Lord saved me from being, you know, beaten by the Muslims in 21 marketplaces, but, you know, this, you know, it's just pushing, right? It's pushing it. Let's leave these guys. So somewhere, and Nityananda Prabhu said, no, the pious people, they'll become devotee anyway. What's the credit in that? These are the people. Making them devotee, this is going to show the credit, this is going to show the mercy of our Lord. I was meditating on this, and I was meditating about that. Those of you who are receiving the forum, members, probably most of you, and we were hearing about the glories of Jasoda Dulal. Right? I've been meditating on that for the last few days. He was in Mayapur, enjoying the spiritual world in the association of the devotees. So sweet environment here. It's so easy to maintain Krishna consciousness. And he had such good association, friends with very advanced devotees. And he was preaching. Occasionally he would give the class, and this is preaching. This is not the real preaching. He's doing the real preaching. That's the real glory. And even that's the real glory of Prabhupada. That's the real there that, you know, he's doing more than we don't want to compare and criticize, but he's more dependent on Krishna than many of our sannyasis, who everything is provided by ISKCON and assistance everywhere. This is completely dependent on Krishna, spreading the holy name to whatever extent he can. In the West, Paschata Desha Tarine. I mean, that is the glory of Prabhupada. Our preaching in India is so successful. It's so successful. But it is not enough. Because as Nityananda Prabhu said, the pious people, they'll become devotee easy. But it's the impious people. Patit Babon Hetu Tava Avatar. They're the people that we have to dedicate our lives and accept so much suffering to make devotees, like Prabhupada. And we've kind of lost that. We've lost the momentum. And we're sitting back on our success of preaching in India, where ISKCON has become so successful. But in the West, that's not the real glory of Prabhupada. We cannot forget that mission. I can't speak. I'm preaching in India for 20 years, so, you know, what can I say? But at least I'm appreciating those who are preaching in the West. So Mahaprabhu's style is not like Hiranyakashipu, not like Nrsingadev. Mahaprabhu's style when he's preaching to the Jagai Mata, Nityananda Prabhu. Another thing I was thinking about is Nitai Gaur, because Nityananda's mercy, Nitai Gaur. Even Prabhupada has given us Nitai Gaur. Even when you look, you can look, someone can do research. I was just thinking of this morning, that Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur temples, you don't see Nitai Gaur so much. in Yogapit is not there, in Chaitanya Mat is not there. Suva Sangan is Panchatattva and Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi. And Nittai Gaur in every temple of Prabhupada. Every temple. Is there any temple without Nittai Gaur? Every temple is Nittai Gaur. Every temple. Prabhupada has given us Nittai Gaur because Nittai Gaur combined that Parama Karuna, Pahu Duijana. These two, Parama Karuna, because Mahaprabhu was going to kill Madai. And Madai said, you have to deliver me. All those demons on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they were firing arrows at you. They all got delivered. I haven't done that. Mahaprabhu said, no, I will not deliver you because you have hurt the body of my dearest devotee, Nityananda. I cannot deliver you. Those demons on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, okay, they were shooting arrows at me, like Bhishma Dev and others. They were shooting arrows at me. But you have hurt the body of my devotee. So that is more intolerable. But Nityananda Prabhu, he's praying, no, this is your avatar. This is the purpose of your avatar. Tomar loite ami hoinu avatara. Ami bina bandhu aro oke ache tomara. He's our only friend. Tomar loite ami hoinu avatara. He's come for us. The potit pavon. Ami bina bandhu aro oke ache tomara. He's our friend. He's not like Lord Nrisimhadev. That's also friend, but we can't take that in the Kali Yuga. Therefore, when you look out over these fields in the morning, how fortunate we are to be able to be in this place and see. Udila aruna pura babage dvichamani gauda amani chage. Udila aruna, when the reddish color appears on the eastern side, that's that direction. Dvijamani gauda amani jage, then the jewel of the Brahmins is so sweet. Mahaprabhu's preaching is so sweet, it's so attractive. Dvijamani gauda amani jage. He awakens. Bhakata samoha laila shate gelo nagada praje. And along with the devotees, he goes out through the towns and the villages. Tatai tatai bajaloko. Tahe jana jana jajerodo, and the tapping of the mridanga and the ringing of the cymbals. Prema dala dala shonara anga charane nupura baje. The prema dala dala shonara anga. His golden limbs are quivering dala dala in the prema and the love as the tears are pouring from his eyes as he's going along the paths, and charane nupura vaje, the ankle bells are chiming. Mukunda madhava yadava hadi bolena bolore padana bholi. And he's chanting the names of Lord Hari in such a sweet way. It's so attractive. And at the same time, he's preaching. Emona dulaba manaba deho paya ki koro bhavana keho. You've attained this human form of life. Paya ki koro bhavana na keho. But you are not understanding the real value of the human form of life. Bhavana na keho. You're not thinking. You're just like Hiranyakashipu remaining on the external side of life. Later, again, Prahlad. Prahlad's instructions are so instructive, so much full of principles. Nate, he's preaching to his schoolboy, the school head, school friends. Nate vidu swatigatam hi Vishnu durashaya yai bahiratamanina. Nate vidu, not knowing swatigatam hi Vishnu, that the real benefit, the real value of life, artigatim, the real valuable goal lies in serving Lord Vishnu. Durashaya yei bahir artamanina. They've durashaya, they've taken shelter of the material energy. Bahir arta manina. And in their mind, manina, bahir arta, they think the material energy to be all in all. Bahir arta, the external energy, very valuable. Manina, they're thinking. The Mahaprabhu is saying the same thing, that Bayakikoro babanake. You've got the human form of life, but you're just living like an animal. Not thinking. Not actually contemplating. And what is my situation and how to get out of it?
Jivana anitta janaha saha. Tahenana vida bipodva.
Whatever way you look at it, this material world is just full of misery. Understand that. Tahe jana. Just know this.
Nama shraya kori jatana tumi takana apana kaje.
You carry on with what you're doing, but you chant the holy name. Take shelter of the holy name.
Krishna nam shuddha kori apan churaya bokati vinoda pran nam vina kichu nahi go ada choda bubana maje.
He's singing. And nothing else of any value. Drink the nectar of the holy name. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is coming to liberate not just one Aranyakashipu, but unlimited Jagais and Nadais. So we have to appreciate being here in Sridhar Mayapur and the significance of this place and what is going on here. And take the spirit of Mahaprabhu's mission and spread that. Grantaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. 8:45. Shesh. Shesh ho hai chai.